Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Vakana, Perik Vav, Mishnah Alef. Hakoines, Zayn, Ledir. Hakoines, someone who takes in, like Hachnosas Archim, you take in guests. Hakoines, Zayn, this person took in his sheep, Ladir, into an area that is surrounded by gates in the field. That's called a dir. The word dira is used for an apartment, that's where people live. Dar means to live. Dir is where the sheep live, in this area on the field that is surrounded by gates. V'na'al bifanel, and he locked the door of these gates, karoi, in a proper way. In other words, if the average sheep would walk over and try to push his way out, it wouldn't go. And if the average wind came by, it wouldn't knock it down. Although it's not the best gate. If the sheep were really desperate and they were banging very hard, they would get out. And if a more than average wind, if an above average wind would blow, it could be that the gate would not hold up. That's what the word karoi means. It was adequate. Not the best, but it was reasonable. L'maisa v'yotza v'zika. V'yotza went out, v'zika and it did damage. The din is potter. The owner of the sheep does not have to pay for the damage that was done. He says, look, I watched it. I gave it a reasonable lock. What else can I do? There was nothing more that was required of me. And I'm sure some of you are saying, didn't we learn earlier that there's a machlokes tanoim? If it's enough for a shara miyut to have a shmira p'chusa? Shmira p'chusa means not the best 100% shmira. So the Gemara says, that machlokes is in regard to niske keren. Sheep, they don't go zetzing into anyone. But they do eat and they do step on things. By sheep, the nezek would be shen and regel. Shen and regel are muya to start with. It's not kavinasi lehazik. Sucked up the Mishnah weiter. Loi noal b'fanel karoi, if he didn't close it properly, if the kind of door that he had there wouldn't even stand up to a regular wind, in other words, it's not even a shmira p'chusa, the yotze v'zikana went out and it did damage chayiv, the balatzayin has to pay the damages. You're a pesheya, you're negligent, you didn't watch it properly. I was going to say I put up some kind of a gate, but that's not worth anything. What's the point of a gate that can't stand up to the average pressure? Vaitra zakta mishna. Suppose he locked it adequately, but nifritza, the animals somehow burst through balayla at night. Let's say a ruach she'ena mitzuya came. Oisha partzua listen. Or robbers came and broke open the mechitza in order to steal it. And lamaisa, what happened afterwards is v'yatza. The tzayin came out on their own. The zikana did damage again through shena regla, then his potter. The balatzayin does not have to pay. He provided an adequate shmira. What about the robbers who broke open the fence? They don't pay because they would fall under the category of a grama. They caused the hezek indirectly. And grama ben azakin is potter. Now what's the din if it was a shvacha mechitza to start with? The mechitza wasn't a good mechitza. It couldn't have stood up to an average wind. But at the end, an above average wind came. Or robbers came and knocked down the fence. Or the behemah did something which it normally doesn't do. It mamish forced itself out. This would be a case of tchilasi b'pshia v'saifa b'aynis. It started out with the pshia. He didn't have a good door. He didn't have a good mechitza. At the end, there was an aynis. You can argue it would have happened anyway. Well, the din is tchilasi b'pshia v'saifa b'aynis is chayiv. That's what the Mishnah repeats. Loinol karoi, if he didn't lack it properly, is chayiv. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? You told me, if he locks it properly, he's potter. So I know on my own, if he doesn't lock it properly, he's chayiv. Now the chiddush is that if he doesn't lock it properly, he's chayiv, even if at the end it was the ruach sheina metziah, even if at the end it was the type of einus where had he put up a regular fence, it wouldn't have worked. But lamaisa, if he doesn't start out by trying hard, by putting up at least what's considered an average shmira, then he's going to be chayiv, regardless of what happens. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, Haitziyua listim, if the robbers took them out. They didn't just break open the fence, they literally took out the sheep. Then listim chayavim, the robbers are chayiv. They're chayiv on the damages, even though it's not theirs. If they took it out with the intent to steal it, it goes into their reshus and they're responsible. The Gemara says, lav dafka, they have to physically pull it out, even let's say if they smacked with a stick, because that's also considered a mashicha, and the behema goes into their reshus. Okay, so to wrap things up, there are four ways that the Bailam are potter. If the sheep broke out, not in the normal way, after he had an adequate door, a regular door, if they burst out at night, if robbers burst open the fence and the sheep wandered out on their own, the Bailam and the robbers are potter. If the robbers took the sheep out and then somehow they let them go, or they got away and they did damage, then we say the robbers are chayiv.